Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Of course, Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which will be live at InfoComm in about 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks. We have a special guest on today's podcast, Johnny Jensen, Senior Product Manager for DNP. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. I'm very, very good. Yes, I am the senior product manager for our front projection screens here at DNP Denmark. So I have the Supernova brand and the DNP laser panel brand under me.
And you are going to be, you're right now still in Denmark, but you're going to be making that big flight over to the United States, to Las Vegas, in a little less than 2 weeks. And one of the cool things that you're doing this year in your booth is at 11 o'clock each day, 11 in the morning, you're going to be doing a screen shootout. Talk about that.
Yes, that's correct. We have these very, very cool ambient light reflection screens. And we want to demonstrate to everybody how good they are in ambient light environment. So every day, as you said, 11 o'clock in our booth, N521, we'll make a shootout where we compare our two screen materials. We have a high gain version and a low gain version, and we compare that to a widescreen, which is the traditional solution in a meeting room.
Yeah, in fact, I would say 95% of meeting rooms have that traditional screen and don't realize that ambient light rejection or ALR screens exist, and you invented that category. So if you don't mind taking 30 seconds or a minute to explain how an ambient light rejection screen works compared to a normal screen.
Now, I agree with you. I think we started this category some 10 years ago. And at that time, we had one technology. Now, today, we have three technologies. And of course, we have competitors having also different technologies, but our technology, at least, is that to those that do not know the Supernova black lenticular technology, as we call it, basically we have a black lenticular in front of a widescreen material or a silver screen material, which is the high gain type, and that blocks light that comes from other directions than from the projector angle or the viewer angle. So that means ambient light comes from above, is absorbed. So if you have ambient light coming from the same direction as the projector, we cannot absorb that. But we can absorb light coming from overhead lighting, which is the most common, you would say, position to have ambient light.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. I mean, ultimately, any ambient light that comes from above gets absorbed by the screen and the projection light gets reflected, so therefore you're going to lose less projected light because the ambient light's not going to affect it. And you said, yeah, you mentioned the Supernova family, but you also have laser panel and laser panel touch products as well, which were recently introduced, and those will be on display at InfoComm, as you said, North Hall, booth 521. Talk about laser panel and how it's related and what's different about it.
Yeah. So I said that we now have three different Supernova technologies or ambient light rejection technologies. So what we do here is that the two other technologies that I didn't talk about before actually are technologies for the more and more popular ultra short throw projectors. And the laser panel, the DNP laser panel, is now a bundle of this technology absorbing ambient light, but reflecting ambient light from ultra short throw projectors. And we bulk that or bundle it or make a solution where we put a ambient light rejection screen and ultra short throw projector into a bundle, and that is what we sell as a DNP laser panel.
And we will have also a touch version of it now.
Yeah. So we have two different technologies, and you know, we urge people to come and see it, and we can also compare that to widescreen material and demonstrate how this technology works. We have a touch version infrared camera in the projector. And we call that sort of the collaboration version. So this is where you can engage on the screen. And the other one is without the camera and without touch. So this is for presentation mode. So those are, you know, two different technologies, two different projectors, but two very, very cool DNP laser panels.
Yeah, and I also understand that you're going to, you're on like the final version of this new laser panel furniture that hangs on the wall. That's really exciting. And that is that it actually, well, it's motorized and it allows you to hide the projector. And you're going to be shipping that in August. So we'll see the final version of that at Infocom, right?
Yeah, we are very excited about showing that at Infocom, because we have to realize, I mean, projectors are not sexy. We don't want to see them. So we want to hide them away. And with this furniture, we think we hide the projector in a very sexy and cool way. So we have a cabinet with a motorized door that opens and the projector comes out when you want it and when you don't want it. Yeah, well, it's closed and you don't see it. We can offer also side cabinets to that so that you can equip your office with nice furniture and have room for your office appliances.
Well, it looks really neat, and you've actually partnered with a Danish furniture company. So this is not just like a piece that you just thought up on your own. I mean, you partnered with an actual company that focuses on furniture. And we all know the modern and contemporary look of Danish furniture. So it's going to be a great addition to most meeting rooms. It'll fit really well, and it'll literally hang on the wall, so it'll take up no space.
Yeah, exactly. It has been important to us to say that we are not going into the furniture business as such. So we have teamed up with a partner that can deliver some very cool designed furnitures that will fit our projector and the mechanism for opening and shutting the door. And it will be, as you just said, the modern, you know, Scandinavian design, and of course in white.
It's going to be great. It's going to be popular. I think as I said before, when we started out, probably 95% of meeting rooms don't have ambient light rejection screen technology. And the irony of them are that probably that same percentage have overhead lighting as their primary method for lighting the room. So everyone can benefit from ambient light rejection technology. You're right. There are other companies that are doing it out there. But quite honestly, you guys invented that technology, and it's been fun over the years to sort of follow along with your growth and your success, because you have maintained a leadership position where the other companies have basically always played catch up with the different kinds of screens that you've come out with. And the design is really nice and clean. It's very European, specifically Denmark. It's very attractive. So I think your DNP is a company that everyone should know about. You should consider becoming a dealer for. They're very easy to deal with. You can check them out at dnp-screens.com. You can see their entire lineup there. And you'll be on the show floor in booth, North Hall booth 521. And if you want to see the laser panel product, which is part of their product line, you can actually go to dnp-laserpanel.com. So there's two different sites there. But Johnny, I appreciate you joining me this morning, and I'm excited to see the finished version of that piece of furniture, but I'm also excited to go by and see one of the shootouts.
Excellent. And welcome to everybody. 11 o'clock, N521. We'll do the shootout, and we will have in total, I think, 8 screens on display this year at Infocom. So please come by.
So thank you. You've been listening to a Rave Radio podcast leading up to Infocom. And of course, you can follow all the Infocom news at ravepubs.com/Infocom2016. Johnny, have a great day, and we'll see you in less than 2 weeks.